Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. President Obama will work to sell a nuclear agreement with Iran in a news conference today. Lawmakers are mounting an effort against the deal. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports they have 60 days to review the agreement and take a vote.
Even many Democrats have their doubts. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he fears America's red lines on the Iranian nuclear program have turned into green lights. But Obama has vowed to veto any bid to scuttle the deal, and although it could be a close vote, all he needs is 34 to sustain him.
Meantime, the U.S. is expected to circulate a U.N. draft resolution authorizing the deal later today. The president is pushing another item high up on his wish list, overhauling the nation's criminal justice system.
We need to lower long mandatory minimum sentences or get rid of them entirely.
Obama.
Give judges some discretion around nonviolent crimes.
Obama speaking there at an NAACP convention. Thursday, he plans to visit a federal prison in Oklahoma City. The Greek parliament is getting set to vote on a controversial bailout deal that includes severe austerity measures Greek voters had rejected in a referendum. Many members of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's party have voiced opposition to the agreement reached with the country's creditors and have accused Tsipras of selling out his citizens. But the prime minister, here speaking through an interpreter, says he had no choice but to take the deal.
Within circumstances of blackmail and suffocation, we had two alternatives on the table. First, the agreement with specific prerequisites, or go bankrupt, that is, leave the eurozone.
The country faces a Monday deadline to repay 4.2 billion euros to the European Central Bank. This is AP Radio News. A 16-year-old girl who survived a plane crash in the wilderness of Washington is back home this morning.
A friend of the family says she can't believe Autumn Veach was released from a hospital.
It's been amazing. It is a miracle what happened, and we never gave up hope.
And neither did the teenager's boyfriend.
I saw all these pictures that she was doing fine and everything, but I just always worry that something's wrong.
As authorities continue searching for the plane's wreckage and her step-grandparents, who apparently perished in the fiery crash, they marveled at the wherewithal of a teenager who managed to survive and to later joke from her hospital bed about how it was a good thing her dad made her watch the TV show Survivor. I'm Ross Simpson.
The Smithsonian's National Museum of African Art says it'll post a sign today telling visitors an exhibition featuring Bill Cosby's art collection is about the artists and is not a tribute to the comedian. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.